Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with ABC News technology reporter from New York. Mike Dubusky is joining us right now. Mike, good morning. Elon Musk, big ambitions for this robo-taxi this summer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, announced that we're going to get a look at the company's new robo-taxi on August 8th. Now, a robo-taxi is exactly what it sounds like. It's a completely self-driving taxi. We don't know a ton of detail about this project other than it's going to ride on a completely new platform from Tesla. It's not going to be a modified Model 3 or anything like that. This is going to be a completely ground-up new design. And whatever it ends up being, it's going to have a lot riding on it, because you talk to analysts about Tesla, and they say a lot of the company's current valuation is tied to this idea that Tesla's going to pivot over the next few years from being a manufacturing company, a car company, into being something more akin to Uber, a service, where they're going to have a fleet of robo-taxis, and they're all going to talk to one another and interact, and you can be driven to work in one of these things, and then it will go off and, you know, collect more fares and then come back and pick you up at the end of the day. It's a very ambitious goal, and one that is kind of thrown into stark relief when you look at Tesla's current self-driving technology, which they call Autopilot. They're facing numerous lawsuits over this technology, over people who have been injured or even killed while it's in use, and the California Attorney General is investigating them over that as well.
Yeah, and I've been in one of these robo-taxis on my niece's college campus, University of Santa Clara, but it's a very controlled environment, right? Going in a certain track, and, you know, the kids all know to watch out for it. And this would be in the unforgiving atmosphere and environment that are our roads today.
Right. And similarly, I have ridden in a self-driving taxi as well in a similarly closed-off environment. Here in New York City, there's the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is this sort of, former bunch of warehouses essentially next to each other that they've created in a sort of communal space around. They had self-driving taxis running around that a few years ago. But again, they were able to do that because it is relatively fenced off from the generalized chaos of the rest of New York City traffic. Driving a car is really hard, right? This is an incredibly complex task that we have trained our brains to do as humans, and something that's proving very difficult to train a computer to do. Tesla's not the only one facing headwinds over this. General Motors has Cruise, which is its self-driving car division. They recently suspended operations and laid off a huge swath of their executive staff after two high-profile crashes in San Francisco. Google, similarly, with Waymo, has faced headwinds like this as well. It's really difficult to drive a car, as it turns out, and as computers are starting to learn.
And it's the good news is we're going to save a fortune on tips enough that we could actually buy a Tesla. So that's going to be the good news there. And then finally, we got about 30 seconds. This AI now getting into the Spotify game.
Yeah, that's right. This is a new feature that Spotify is testing. The idea is you go to a special page within Spotify's app and type in, instead of an artist or a genre, you type in a vibe. And some examples that Spotify gave are tracks for horse riding into the sunset, an indie folk playlist to give my brain a big warm hug. Those are Spotify's examples, not mine. And the idea is this will create a playlist for you of 30 songs to suit that vibe. And then you can, as you go along, you know, add different things using the AI and sort of change the vibe as time goes on. It's an interesting idea from Spotify. They're rolling it out in the Australian and UK markets right now, but they do have plans to bring it to the broader populace in the coming months.
Excellent info as always, Mike. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Of course, guys. Take care.